Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is October 29th, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray with you or for you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In case of an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to give him a call at 316-619-4886. That's 316-619-4886. You can always find the updates with the breaking news about the Wichita Church and all of our radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay. We're a national satellite radio program, which simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. Did I say that fast enough? I'm trying to. Anyway, folks, we're a real radio program, not just a podcast. What you're hearing in those podcasts is a real radio program that we simply put to radio archives, and now they call them podcasts.
And let's thank our listener base in places and worldwide places like Khabarovsk, Russia Federation, Liverpool, United Kingdom, Perth, Australia, and in the USA we have Buffalo, New York, San Jose, California, Boston, Massachusetts, and this week in the Wichita, Kansas is the number one listener that listens to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Okay. By the way, folks, if send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone. Let us know where you're at and what city you are, especially if we've not mentioned your city before. We won't use your email, text, or whatever to solicit for donations. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. And I'm nearing, I think I have, I'm almost up to 12,000 followers on Twitter right now. Okay, prayer, and we'll get on with the program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not my will, Father, and give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, we'll have a song first, and then we'll get to the program.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
that's the end of the song. And I was asked by my wife a specific question. She wanted to know if I had to have permission for the song. One way that we have permission, though, is this. We're a nonprofit, and we're not using it. I'm not using it for any monetary gain or anything, and there's a thing called fair usage. And so I'm using it under fair usage. And two, I'm not like some huge network that they're going to come down on. About the worst thing you do is just block the song, or like in YouTube, when it goes to YouTube and the song's on YouTube, they monetize it and the money that anything that they make by click will go to the person that owns the song. So that's kind of how that works. So moving right along, I'm gonna get this out of the way first. Nancy Pelosi, people wondering about their stimulus check, it goes back to Nancy Pelosi, and I've been saying this all along. Nancy Pelosi is blocking the vote on assistance to fellow Americans because she wants to give stimulus checks to illegals. Plus, she wants a lot of other things. But the main reason is the stimulus checks to illegal aliens, and there's no way that we're going to okay that. So you're not going to get a stimulus check till after the election. It's only 3 days in a wake-up till the election on Tuesday. Well, I feel so confident Trump will win again. We have no idea what the Democrats are going to pull. So first and foremost, folks, have extra food, water, medications, and all your personal needs ready for at least a month or more. So it's like 3 shopping days till Tuesday, and what is left of today. So if you live in a big city, I highly recommend voting ahead of time like I did yesterday. Of course, I don't see any problem in our little small town, but if you're in a big city, go vote. We'll look at Texas in a minute. So, you voted yet?
No, I'm going to vote downtown when I get out Tuesday. I won't forget. This one I will not forget.
Yeah, well, aren't you afraid of a big crowd in Florence?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, and actually, while you commented about how it looked like there was all those cars at the courthouse, there was a lot of them there, but there was no wait for me.
Yeah, and when you snuck over there and voted on me, then you did your video with your red pen, I realized when we came out of the courthouse, there was 3 adults standing in front of the courthouse taking their pictures very proudly with their blue pens, so you know who they voted for.
Well, I don't know if they gave me the red pen they had red and blue pens there and blank pens, and I don't know if they gave it to me, the red one, because I'm registered as a Democrat, a Republican or not. They may very well have did that.
Yeah, because then after I was thinking, well, how do they know who you voted for to give you the right color of pen? They just go by Republican, Democrat. That's how they do it.
Right, and independent. Republican, Democrat, or independent.
What color was the independent pen?
There was no color. Well, I guess it was independent, but there were 3 colors there. There was silver, that they were just plain silver, and then they had red ones and blue ones. And so I assume, you know, they didn't say anything, but it's marked right on your when you write. And I loved it. Can go Kansas. You had to show your ID.
Amen.
And they put it on a little thing, and they scan the ID. And they don't even touch your ID. You put it on a little thing. Anyway, down there. Now, I don't know what they'll do downtown here. But you put it on this little thing, and this camera-like thing scans it. You know, your ID, which is pretty cool. So they didn't touch it, and they were behind plexiglass.
Because they said something on one of Trump rallies. They mentioned that they was talking about voting, and they said that if they write anything on your ballot, an R, a D, anything at all, if they write anything on your ballot, request a new ballot, because if there's anything written on your ballot besides your voting colored in thing,
okay,
they reject your ballot. They don't count it.
Okay, but, you know, I don't know, I get that, but that seems strange to me because they just, you know, they asked me, do I want paper or digital? And I said, I want a paper ballot, and they just picked it up off the top and handed it directly to me, and nobody touched it again.
That's the way they're supposed to do it.
Well, that's the way we do it here in Kansas, you know.
Hopefully that's how we do it here in Kansas everywhere.
Well, the 2 places that I voted at, that's how we do it in Kansas. Anyway, praise the Father, and I'll skip it when I get down to it. Did you see what I the pictures that I posted?
I haven't been online today. I've been busy.
Okay. Arizona. They're worried about Arizona, you know, being lost, right? You know, to Democrats.
I watched it on TV yesterday, though. They videoed it, and they showed a picture of...
How many?
There was like two people in Kamala Harris's thing.
No, that ain't what I'm...
There
you don't know what I'm talking about.
Over 4,000 people at Trump.
And you still don't know what I'm talking about. Ha, ha, ha. Got her. There was 96 miles of Trump supporters show up today. I looked at it live.
Oh, today, yeah.
96 miles. Both cars going both ways and parked alongside the road out in the desert.
That was in Arizona?
96 miles. Stop and think about that. We're talking almost 100.
I thought he was in Florida today.
Stop. This was just, he is in Florida. We're not talking about him being there.
Oh.
They came and had a rally for him without Trump there 96 miles.
Wow, he won Arizona.
Yeah.
How far across?
That's the poll.
That just makes me ask the question of how many miles across wide is Arizona?
Well, it's longer than 100 miles by a long shot. So here's the point. And the polls still say that Trump's behind in Arizona.
Oh, of course, the polls lie. Can't believe the polls.
Yeah.
That's what Trump said. If they just show you the pictures of the rallies, you'd see all the people, but they won't move the camera off him because they don't want you to know all the people that show up. You can't even see past the people. There's so many people, you can't even see anything but people, but they won't show you that.
Yeah, and in Pennsylvania, you had this one Democrat talking about, said, was questioning the polls because they said, I know the poll, they said it kind of like this, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, they said it was kind of like this. They said, well, you know, all the polls say that, you know, the Democrats were ahead in Pennsylvania, but they said, I don't really know how that works out. Because everywhere I go, I'm surrounded by Trump yard signs. I'm surrounded by Trump trains going for miles while I have to wait to get out of a store or something. And I just don't get it because most of the people that I see around me are Trump supporters. But yet the polls say that the polls are garbage. It's just to discourage you.
Yeah.
They're not right.
It's to make you think that there's more people voting Democrat when there really isn't.
Right. And so here's the other question. So what can we expect? I think we can expect trouble out of Democrats trying to riot to stop people from going to polling places. That's what I've been kind of predicting. And I think the Texas governor believes the same way. So why don't you read this article?
Okay. So Texas governor orders National Guard troops to help secure lawless liberal cities after election. By Ethan Huff. Martial law is soon on the way for Texas as Governor Craig Abbott has ordered 1,000 National Guard troops to station around the state in order to deal with post-election disturbances. Part of the political ruling class efforts to militarize the streets of America under the new normal, Abbott announced that Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and San Antonio will all start seeing these troops materialize as soon as this coming weekend, just a few days before the election. If you thought the possibility of a national mask mandate was bad, you probably won't like the idea of martial law. Coming soon to a city near you, warns Mark Salvo.
Okay, stop a second. That's no fault of our own, and that's not Trump trying or anybody else in the Republican side trying to rule us or anything. It's because the other side is trying to do those things.
Right, and it's this governor trying to protect this state. Look at Pennsylvania, where the governor doesn't care if they loot, tear, burn up, and that the whole state's just destroyed. He doesn't want his state destroyed and all of his businesses burnt down and everybody murdered and killed in the streets. So he's doing the right thing, pulling in the National Guard. That's what they need to do. Amen. Go Texas.
Right, and even on that one that you mentioned, again, it was, why did the first, it was over a black man being shot. The reason he got shot, because he kept running at the police with a knife, and they told him to stop, stop, stop. And that was after he had offered RA to murder him, I think it was his wife, and some other people by shooting and stabbing him. And so then he runs out of the house at him with a knife. They told him to stop, 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 so they shot him.
Oh, that was the recent one, yeah.
Right. And so, but my point is this, all of them have gotten from resisting arrest. All of them. You know? Okay, let's go on with this one.
Okay. Though Abbott has yet to make a formal announcement himself, Major General Tracy Norris has reportedly already been directed to draft contingency plans for Texas' five largest cities in the event that violence ensues on or after November 3rd. National Guard spokesman Brandon Jones provided few details as to what might be coming through, though he did confirm that troops will begin to appear throughout Texas this upcoming weekend. Troops will likely be sent to places in the cities where flare-ups and protests are going to happen, either as a result of the outcome or the presence of extremists on either side before Slavo adds. The details remain sketchy so far, including how many troops will be sent to each city. I am sure other conservative governors are going to do the same from what I am, what I have read.
Okay, yeah, from what I've read.
That's you, okay.
Yeah, well, that's just a note. That's actually telling you to stop. But
yeah,
see,
it's blue. Colorblind.
Okay. But that's all right. But, yeah, what I was going to point out is that from what I've read and I've searched around on the internet and everything is that other governors are planning on doing the same thing. So let's go on in this. Expert Trump. We got 2 minutes. We probably did not ought to go into that. I think we might be able to get it. Let's see. How fast can you talk? Go ahead. Let's do this.
Okay.
One.
Trump experts Trump will win with 329 electoral college votes.
Okay. It takes 270 to win. Go ahead.
Okay. The Horn editorial team. One expert took a look at the editorial college map and came up with a surprising conclusion on Wednesday. What he found will be a huge shock to Democrats on November 3rd. While mainstream media polling shows Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden with a large lead in the final week of the campaign that won't hold out. If, in fact, President Donald Trump is in a better position than he was in 2016, Trump will win in a landslide, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich told Fox News. Mainstream media
Stop. We'll pick it up there when we get back. We ain't got much time. So tell them how they can find us.
Okay, you can find all of about the Mission Church, the radio program archives. All of our contact information is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes?
Okay, but I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
I still got a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
you
watch
me.
The clock. I told you to tell them. I didn't, you know, yeah, anyway.
Well, that's how I always say it, so whatever.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, stop. I got a minute left to talk. I don't want to waste it. By Frank coming on, but I'm wasting it by talking. Anyway, pray about supporting radio, folks. We really do need your support. Radio needs to be paid every month, and also, while we have some supporters that have extended their donations to us, and it's a real blessing, have increased them, we've lost a lot of donations because of people off work and things that have been normal supporters over the year. Right now, I'm facing practically a no-money thing tomorrow because of the fact that I lost some donations that I normally get at this time of the month, and so I really do need your help. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You go to prophecyhour.com if you want to help immediately for tomorrow. There's a PayPal over there that you can help me out with that. I'm not asking for $1 million, but just anything will help. And so anyway, so yeah, you can go over there and find out all about us. You can even find a link to the Facebook page where all the videos are.
Yeah,
because we do videos every
Tuesday and Friday as part of what we do now. So you can see what we do. And now we do it.
Anything else? You want to tell them goodbye now?
Well, I want to tell them we'll be back in 4 minutes, but not goodbye yet.
Okay.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
ask you, Lord, to bless my mother, praying for me. Give to her your special blessing, staying on her knees. Mother's prayer can move a mountain and cause the blind to see. Cause I have had some mountains lately, these fine eyes were open for me. Thank you for the faith you gave her to lay me in your hands. It's only by your gracious mercy before you I can stand. Mother's prayer can move a mountain and cause a blind to see. I have had some mountains lately, these blind eyes were opened for me.
Greece or Grecia had very little immediate significance to the writers of the Old Testament. From a prophetic standpoint, however, Greece was extremely important. The prophet Daniel, relating a vision he had been given, foretold of the fall of the Medo-Persian Empire and the rise of the powerful Grecian Empire of Alexander the Great. At the height of his power in 323 BC, Alexander the Great died in Babylon, having conquered a vast area stretching from Greece to India, including Egypt and Israel. Little by little, Rome gained dominance over the Grecian Empire. Even so, Hellenistic thought continued to prevail for hundreds of years after the birth of Christ. At the death of Caesar Augustus, the time of Jesus, the Roman Empire stretched from Spain to the Caspian Sea. Christ was tried, found not guilty, but yet crucified under the direction of the Roman government. Christianity was born and grew up in this setting. Later, many Roman emperors came to power, commanding adherence to their own versions of paganism. By the year 321 AD, the faith of the first century believers had almost vanished, and a blend of sun worship and the true worship of the Creator had been substituted. Almost, for God has always preserved a faithful remnant. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And even an email would to say or a text that say how well you like the program, that's a big thing. Number one way that you can help our radio program and help our mission church is pray for us. Pray for us. Then the second way is share the radio programs. And then get online and follow us, whether it's at Twitter or whether at Facebook or whatever. Follow us and pray for us. And then pray about supporting us monetarily if you can. You can donate online, mail a check or money order, any one of those things, all the normal things. You can find all the information at
prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
You almost missed that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Sounded like you said Facebook. I'm like, it is pretty spacey.
There used to be one called MySpace, I think.
Yeah, it was. That's when Busy, back when Busy, they always just say, get out of my space. Get out of my space, man.
Yeah, well, there's that. Anyway, move my clock up. Okay, now then. We were talking about this article. Start back right here. Trump will win in a landslide.
Okay, Trump will win in a landslide, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich told Fox News. Mainstream media pollsters don't understand the change in the dynamics since Trump became a politician.
Trump is not a politician.
No, he'll even say, I'm not a politician.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. He has a better likelihood than he did that at this stage in 2016 when he was clearly behind and closing rapidly. Gingrich told Fox News, Sean Hannity, the people I trust the most, the pollsters that have been the most accurate over the last 5 to 6 years who seem to understand the dynamics of the age of Trump. I saw today the first electoral college map that made sense to me, and it showed Trump at 326 electoral votes, the former House Speaker said. I think that is probably about right. I think the left is going to be in terrible shock.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't think they're going to be in shock because I think they already know they're going to lose.
Wait, stop. You miss a whole lot here, and like most people. Most of the Democrat people that are actually doing the voting, they believe they're going to win. The media, the Congress people, and those people, the elite, the people who are in charge, they know what the game is. But they are lying to the American people. And the American people, the Democrats in general, they don't even know really what's going on. They watch CNN and they listen to all the leftist stuff. They don't know most of the stuff that's going on. They're being lied to.
Right.
And it will be a huge shock to those people, a dramatic big shock to them and to Hollywood and other people that will give. But the people that like Pelosi and the other people, they know. They do know. Anyway.
Okay, it won't be an ideology that wins over votes for Trump. It will be physiology.
No, that's psychology.
Psychology, Gingrich predicted. I actually think it comes down to something which is psychological, not ideology. Ideological. Okay. In the end, as you watch these two candidates campaigning, I think it's coming down to sort of a bunny rabbit hiding in a basement protected by the news media, Gingrich said, of Biden. And a bear who is wandering around on the stage courageously without fear. That's Trump. Voters will be drawn to Trump's courage in a divided country and uncertain world. If you think the world is dangerous, whether the dangers are riots in Philadelphia or the dangers are the Chinese communists, you probably want a bear that is strong enough to defend you and not a bunny rabbit that has to be protected by the news media, he said. I think every day that Biden hides and Trump goes out and campaigns, the psychological message being driven to the American people is really deeper than just an ideology or partisanship.
It's ideology.
Ideology or partisanship. It says one guy has the guts, the willingness, the toughness, and to actually be out there taking on things, including COVID. He continues, the other guy is hiding, frightened, hoping the news media will save him.
To save him. End of story. That's all you need to say about that. Because we got to move into this next story. Further point, you want some, when things are tough, and that's why rarely do presidents change if there's war, you know, they don't like to do it because they think one guy's tougher than the other. But the point is I do believe in the uncertainty that I think I said it all along. Trump is going to win by a landslide. I really do believe that. And as I gave last week, I said the record is, you know, we are a prophecy program. I believe it has to do with Israel and peace, and because the situation in the Middle East has to be in a position that it needs to be in. And they even said it today, news media say if Biden becomes president, the peace deals are going through the floor. They're not going to happen. So I believe that has to happen. You know, I believe it does. Anyway, now we all, I don't know if all you folks out there have heard about Hunter Biden's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, about the Joe Biden involvement with China. The interview that got, this interview got the biggest audience than anything ever, and if you still haven't watched the transcript, you need to, Mother, ever before. Not debates, not election, not a hit show. Nothing surpassed the amount of people that watched that on cable a couple of days ago. The Biden family, as it was called in the interview, is a corrupt organization to sell the Chinese favoritism to Joe Biden. It was made clear all he had to do was sell influence. What that means, folks, is that his son was out there peddling to China, say, okay, you can get my dad will you can get favoritism with my dad, and so on and so forth. And he was, at that time, when it first started, he was still vice president, but then they expected him to run and become president. But his influence, that he was selling influence, one thing. And this Tony Bobulinski, or whatever his name is, he was a business partner. Other than the Biden family, see, the Biden family, they're not a bunch of bright eggs. They had to hire, they hired somebody that is an ex-Navy SEAL guy and hired him to come in and be the CEO of this company and direct how the business dealings would work, you know. And he even told them, they said, I don't know how you guys are getting away with this, because if this is made public, then, you know, aren't you ruining the chances for Biden to become president, to run for higher office, because this looks, you know, may not be legal, but it looks corrupt. So, but they said, well, we have deniable plausibility.
Yeah, plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability, which means they would lie and they would deny they knew anything, and that's what they're doing now. But Biden has been not getting any denial since this guy has came forward. Anyway, so just to show you how far the Chinese go, let's go into this one.
Okay, alleged laptop leaker claims China offered Mulan star Li Yifei to Hunter Biden as a sex bribe. As initially reported by the Disney Star Wars, is Dumb Wang Ding Gang, better known as Lude, has been a prominent figure in the ongoing saga of Hunter Biden's purported laptop. A China
dissident,
and employment founder of the YouTube news channel Lude Media. Lude has spent some October leaking documents and information obtained from the reputed laptop.
Different than the guy that came forward and talked, somebody different. But
in an October 20th video, while discussing an image allegedly taken from the CCP hidden camera depicting Hunter Biden smoking crack cocaine, Lude asserts that the image also depicted another crack pipe for him. Lude asked rhetorically. Surprisingly, she is Liu Yifei, the actress who played Mulan. Lude then insinuates the actress is connected to the Chinese government, a man named Zhang Hongli, who manages money and connections, and has a very close relationship with ex Jinping and Wang Hanging. While Liu did not explicitly state on the live stream that the CCP offered the actress as a bribe on his Parler account, Liu subsequently echoed the platform equivalent of a retweet, a post that stated the Chinese Communist used Liu Yifei, a famous Chinese movie star, who plays Mulan in the Mulan movie, to sex bribe Hunter Biden. It is important to stress that as of writing, this information currently remains unverified by a source independent of Lude himself.
Yeah, amen. So here you go. The Chinese, it started with Bill Clinton. And I can't go to prior to that, but in Bill Clinton's era, Bill Clinton first relaxed. We had some guideline to go by, like they could certain electronics that could be double use that, you know, might control, say, a TV set, same kind of technology, a whole bunch of things. They started, him and Hillary started on with China, made them being partner and all these. Well, China consistently buying things from Bush. Bush, even though he's a Republican, he could have laws and things he did not do. The left continues to say Russia, 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 but it isn't Russia. It's China that's the threat. China has invested more money in America. In fact, they were about to take over one of the biggest seaports there was, and Trump said, no, you can't do that. You can't buy it. But they have bought in and invested in everything, like Hollywood. They are co-producers on a whole bunch of Hollywood movies because they bought into the companies. They started taking the companies over. And so we're almost completely taken over by China. If Biden gets in, we will be taken over.
Yeah, it'll be America instead of America. It'll be China-America.
Yeah, and anyway, we can only find out the truth of these things with a Trump win. In fact, today, I'm finding out that people like FBI chief right now, Christopher Wray, benefited from these dealings. That's the dealings with the Biden family, syndicate, we'll call it, benefit from those dealings. And possibly even now, I haven't been able to check this yet, folks, but it's a possibility coming from the Payne podcast saying that Attorney General William Barr might have even profited from these dealings. But that could add up to why Barr said the investigations, when they told the investigators, you investigate all of the Russian thing, but don't go as high as Obama and Biden in your investigations. I always considered that the reason he didn't want them to go that far was because of the coming elections. But I can't say for sure. Again, we will not find out until after election. I know Ray will get fired right after the election. When Trump wins, and we actually going to retake power again, I think you're going to see a lot of people go to jail, and I think you're going to see a lot of heads roll. And again, the Russians, the left says it's Russia, but it's always been China. Read this. And Mike Pompeo is, the top guy. So read
Pompeo warns of China's hidden influence in America. It sounds like an episode of The Americans or the best-selling Tom Clancy novel. But when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo looked into the faces of 40 governors and warned them that China had infiltrated their states, he wasn't kidding. They're hiding in the shadows of our schools, our lobbying meetings, even our business dinners. And no one has even known it's happening. These aren't hypotheticals. Pompeo insisted, we've allowed this to continue without a deep awareness from the American people. And what is this exactly? According to the top State Department officials, we're talking about a massive network of Chinese communists fanned out across the country with one goal, penetrate U.S. security, education, and financial systems, then create chaos. If this happens, it's happening in your state, Pompeo insisted, with consequences for our foreign policies, for the citizens who reside in your states, and indeed for each of you. The Chinese government has been methodically, it's analyzed our systems, it's assessed our vulnerabilities, and it's decided to exploit our freedoms to gain advantage over us at the federal level, the state level, and the local level. These are often Chinese diplomats, the secretary explained, on Washington's watch. Initiated these operations, men and women serving here in the United States who are quietly leading and executing programs that present a risk to American businesses, to Americans' privacy, and to Americans' security. And the worst thing about it, he said, is it's not on people's radar screens. It's one thing to pressure the Secretary of State of the United States of America. It's quite another to go after a high school principal, Pompeo argued. It shows depth. It shows systematization. It shows intent.
Okay. Well, see, I told you, they're putting things in the school. They put pressure on different people. They even back up, they back local elections. They pump a lot of money in local elections, even in a school election, just because they want to influence what is being taught to the kids. See, that's why they're being taught communism is okay, because these people have accepted money. People in colleges and professors and different people, they get money. They take money. Money is the fruit of, is the root of all evil. The love of it is. And so people sell out. They, well, it won't matter. You know, what's, I get $1 million. It ain't going to be. This is what's been going on since the Clinton era. And they've almost won. If Biden goes in with all the influence that's been sold out to him, and he's already set up with the Chinese and been doing all these things, and they've already been making deals all over the world with Biden's influence. If he gets the presidency somehow, then you might as well call America China, because we're sold out. Anyway, that article goes on, and it's really, really devastating. I'll put the link up. In fact, it probably already is over at I know it is at ProfShare.com in the breaking news. I just don't know if I put it into the, pastor's page. But, you know, it goes back to this. The number one issue, I believe, in America is this. You know, we saw on the Feast of Trumpets, what did we see on TV? What did you see? You seen they were Washington? What was going on?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The repentance?
Oh, the
return?
The return. Yeah.
Right. And also there was Graham's prayer march. That was at the same time. And so there was about 1 million people over there repenting and praying.
And no media coverage, of course, on either one.
Well, there was on Fox, and there was on independent networks, but I don't know anything about CNN or them. They probably didn't cover it at all. But the point is, I really don't care about them. That isn't the point. The point is that it was a big turn, and they had people watching all over the world that were repenting for America and where the place is at. Here's the point. The only way that repentance works for this country is one thing. Repentance means turn away. The number one issue, I think, with the father is that we are sacrificing our children to Baal. You know, just like one governor a few days ago signed a bill to abortion right before birth. That's a live baby. They're murdering children, and America can't call it legitimate repentance unless the killing of a baby stops.
Yes, amen.
Now then, that's the number one issue. So if you vote Democrat, you're voting for the killing of children and the slaughter of children. There will be no repentance. There will be no healing of this country. Number two, if you don't vote, you're still doing the same thing.
They're still saying it's okay to kill the baby.
Right.
You're not voting against it.
You're not doing it.
Stand up and say, don't kill the baby.
Right.
And by doing that, you have to vote against it.
Right. But here's the point. Now, Justice Amy, the one that was just, you know, sworn in to SCOTUS, she made John Roberts, you know, made him irrelevant because he's been a swing vote or whatever. But now, she has the power. The other conservatives are on the bench would likely turn Roe versus Wade over. But that, again, it sends it back to the state. See, that doesn't get rid of abortion.
No,
Roe versus Wade.
It goes to the state level.
It goes to the state level. And so you have to fight in your own state if you want to. You know, a huge percentage of abortions have went down under Trump's presidency. A lot of clinics are closed, and it's went down defunding and things like that. But if America doesn't get Trump, this world goes into chaos. And it could very well happen, because we threw prophetically through a glass darkly. In fact, rabbis are saying in Israel that it will bring on the war of Gog Magog, and we know the war of Gog Magog is Armageddon. We can see a lot of things happen. I personally believe that there has to be a peacetime first. Okay, now we've got to, folks, so pray about it all. Just pray about it. Make sure you vote. And if you can vote in advance, I would do it, especially if you live in a big city, because of this factor. I believe the Democrats or leftists, whatever you want to call them, will come out and try to cause chaos where you won't want to go vote. through those lines. So you need to get out and vote in advance. If you can do it, do it.
Yeah, I would say that in a big city, I'd vote in advance instead of taking the chance in the line. Yeah, you don't know what they're going to do at the polls, so
right,
go to the polls point. Early and catch them off guard.
That's why we started off with Texas saying they were sending in the National Guard to make sure things were quiet on Election Day.
Right.
And after. So you need to do that. And like I said, you know, while we did get it, we got a donation to cover our vegetables and stuff, and you need to do that shopping before, by the way, before Tuesday.
Yes, amen, and I did buy some pastas on the way in Tuesdays, but I was noticing that those vegetables have gone up again. They're still not really too bad, but the green beans are $6 a can and the corn $4-something a can, so they've went from $2 where we was getting them clear up to that. Is about a normal price. $6 to $8 is about a normal price for them. So
I don't think they're that expensive.
And well, the rate of Walmart, they are.
I'm not talking about Walmart.
That's why I said the other one in Wichita. I'm going to go there.
I'm talking about Walmart. I'm talking about Sam's. They're actually cheaper than $6 in Sam's.
Yeah, I think they're $3.89 or something.
Right.
Like that,
so we'll go there. You can get Sam's to get them. Is what I'm saying. If Walmart's that high, we'll check tomorrow at Sam's. But we need to. Just like I'm not a hypocrite, folks, just like I'm encouraging you, you need to buy before Tuesday. Before Tuesday. If things go up in this country and it goes crazy, then that food, we could go under martial law or many other things. You need to have your supplies by Monday at the latest. By Monday at the latest. Because you don't know what's going to happen come Tuesday. You do not know what's going to happen. You need to be prepared.
Right, and the beef prices are still down right now. As of today, yesterday, it was $1.99 per pound per hamburger in Marion, so and it was still like $2 and something at Sam's. So, yeah, after Tuesday, I couldn't say what the prices are going
to
be.
Right, so it goes back to the same thing that I've been saying for months. Before the election, and you said it too, before the election, folks, you need to be stock, and I'm talking about medications or whatever you need, at least for a month, or I'm saying till the end of the year, but you need to be ready. You need to be ready. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it just blows on over, but how can you go wrong if you got some extra food around your house? That's not a big deal. Just eat it, you know. Just eat it.
You can survive on vegetables and pasta.
Well, right, but I'm saying vegetables, pasta, and they should already have meat stock,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they got it stocked.
So,
yeah.
You know, whatever you use, that's what you need to
put
stock.
Put some chickens in your backyard and you got breakfast.
Yeah. You got eggs. You got chocolate.
And a very easy lawn mow. Only you won't have a lawn. You'll have holes.
Yeah, I noticed the digging of the holes yesterday.
They're worse than dogs.
That one was about buried itself.
It's like glacier rail back there when all them hens back there.
Okay, I got about 2 minutes. Anyway, you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. And, folks, really, because I had some end-of-the-month donations that just did not come in. If you can help me out with any kind of donation, I'd really appreciate it this week when you hear this program, because it's going to be the next few days is going to be pretty tough, and tomorrow's a mission church day. So pray about supporting us. Like I said before, you can share our videos or audios online. Pray about us. If you don't want to help with the poor, pray about supporting radio. Radio costs. It's not free. You know.
I still need toilet paper and peanut butter, creamy peanut butter and toilet paper.
That seems like a strange combination, but okay. What is the toilet paper for? Tell
for the hygiene bag. I need 120 rolls a month.
Right.
And
right.
I get 48. I get 48, but I need 120, I'm sorry.
Right. And we have certain people that ask us for peanut butter, you know, and smooth is the way to go on that because, you know, it's hard. It gets the crunches get in your teeth, you know.
Yeah.
And so smooth peanut butter, and a lot of people don't know. Well, peanut butter, it's a really great source of protein.
Right.
You know, and you can spread it on a piece of bread. They'll eat it right out of a jar. So, you know.
It's a good camp food. You don't need refrigeration.
Yeah, it's that, too. It's that, absolutely.
Of course, this time of year, I don't think anybody needs refrigeration outside. That's a bad joke. but it is getting cold.
She gets off on dark humor, I think.
Blankets, sleeping bags, anything to keep you warm.
Yeah, amen, amen. Okay, you got any final words? Like, say goodbye or something?
Like, say shalom.
Whatever.
Okay, people, we need your help. Just help out. Pray about what the Lord wants you to do. If he wants you to do, he'll put it on your heart and then send it on.
Okay, goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye.
Okay, we must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repenting sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. And until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.